Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Absolutely delighted to have on the line Roger Lilly, an energy analyst who's going to talk to us about power boats. Roger, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Thank you so much for inviting me to your show today.
So, Roger, you're talking to somebody who's like technologically very, very handicapped. And when I first heard about power boats, I actually thought it was an April Fool's joke. Is this for real? Are we really going to bring boats from Turkey and park them offshore to generate power? How's that going to work?
Well, yes. Look, the technology is fairly simple. In very simple layman's terms, it's a floating power station. So it's a ship that has been modified to contain the necessary generating equipment to make electricity. And these things are literally moored in a harbor. So in South Africa's case, we're talking about parking them in Saldanha Bay, Richards Bay, and Kruger harbors. But there's a little bit of a misnomer there, because although on the face of it, it looks like three ships, one in each harbor, the reality is there's actually two in each harbor, because the power station needs a fuel source. And the fuel source is not stored on the same ship, supplied by another ship which is moored nearby. This is a floating storage unit. And then the third ship comes along to each of the harbors to top up the storage tank. Well, look, it's more expensive than other options, but there's two aspects to this. The first is, what has it cost the economy to have a shortage of electricity?
Fair enough. And
that is a very large number. And then secondly, these things are supposed to be used for a short term, just to get you sort of out of trouble, as it were. And so the typical contracts are between 5 and 7 years. So for the South African government to sign a contract for 20 years is particularly strange, and that's caused great consternation in the market. However, the minister has subsequently said that no contracts have been signed yet. And so what's happened is that these are the bids that have been put in, and the bids based on preliminary investigation have been chosen out of a large number. So, you know, this is a possibility, but certainly is not set in stone. Certainly, there's no guarantee this is going to happen.
I want you to comment to a statement by a listener who says the power ships are just another ANC scam to generate money to hide offshore. What's your take on that?
Sure. It's a rather cynical way of looking at life. Of course, yeah. We have become accustomed to the fact that politicians enrich themselves.
Take their piece,
this is not unique to South Africa, of course. And the risks exist. But, you know, the big thing in my mind is that if we spent 218 billion rand over 20 years on power ships, then we would have wasted money. If, however, we spend, I think it's 10 billion a year or 10.8 billion a year that these ships have been quoted at, for 3 or 4 years, while at the same time building new generating plant using modern and cost-effective technologies such as solar and wind.
Interesting. Yeah.
Then it may be money worth spending, because we're already spending that much on the diesel that Eskom burns for its peaking plant. And the big worry there is that those peaking plants that Eskom is using, they are driving too hard. These things are supposed to be running 3 to 4 hours a day. They're running 24/7 very often. And so it's only a matter of time until one of those collapses, and then we have no standby. So that is a bigger concern to me.
Are there any environmental issues that we need to take into account, given that we might be going down this route?
Well, there are environmental issues, because these things burn gas. Gas emits a certain amount of carbon monoxide into the atmosphere, and which is poisonous. It is less than the fuel oil that used to be used, what was known as heavy fuel oil, so it's less polluting than that. But it still is a pollutant, and being out in a harbor, we're not sure which way the wind will blow. So if the wind blows from the ocean into the country, it'll bring those into the country. And so the residents in the immediate area would find their air quality, could possibly significantly affect it. It could be a significant effect. That really remains.
So, Roger, we're kind of running out of time, but I do want to ask you sort of to evaluate the scheme. And in your opinion, given that there is a requirement for electricity generation, if this was done properly, i.e. not fleeced to enrich anybody, and as a temporary solution, would you be pro overall?
Yes, I would. And for a short-term five-year plan, if, and this is the caveat, it must be done in parallel with new equipment being built, so that when the ship comes to the end of their five-year or seven-year, at the longest contract, they may sail away because we have, in the meantime, built sufficient plants so that we no longer need the ship.
Roger Lilly, Enerly Energy Analyst, thank you so much for your really valuable insights this afternoon. I think many of us were kind of really rather cynical, and you might have just painted this whole enterprise in a different light. So thank you for that.
Thank you.